Senior writer with OU Insider James Hale is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As a reminder, we'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And James, for all of our listeners across the country, how can they connect with you?
You know, they can always go to OUinsider.com, and I'm at JHale24 on Twitter. You know, you can go to OUinsider.com or OUinsider on Twitter, too. You know, it's funny. It's Twitter. My Twitter account grows, and I'm working my Twitter account a little bit, but, you know, I need to pay more attention to it and know how to tell people how they can get on it, don't I?
Oh, that's right. We are previewing the Baylor and the Oklahoma Sooners. Obviously, Oklahoma, they face a tough three-game stretch throughout the month of November. But I guess it's good news that the Sooners, they got a big boost. They're returning, what, two starting linebackers?
Well, their linebackers returned last week. Jordan Evans returned last week, and Devontae Bond returned last week, which allowed them to get their, you know, to get the rust off and to get their feet wet again. And Jordan looked really good. He's flying around. He's a 242-pound linebacker that's finally settling in as an inside backer. Now, Frank Shannon, who replaced him for 2 weeks, looked really good. And Frank did get some playing time on Saturday, but there's no mistake. Jordan's the starter, and Devontae Bond is the starter, you know, at the outside linebacker spot. So if they get Sanchez back this week, then OU is going to be at full strength, and they'll actually be better because they have more depth with Dakota Austin at corner, with Frank Mack linebacker, with P.L. Lindley as that outside linebacker. Everybody else is healthy and ready to go. So this defensive unit is playing a lot better than it played last year when they played Baylor. We'll see if it pays off this time. I think they're better equipped to take on Baylor. I think they've got better cover guys in the secondary. They still have their pass rushers. I think the linebackers are good cover guys. You've got some depth now in Shannon with Shannon. So this is a better unit to try to attack Baylor's offense, something they haven't really been able to do the last couple of years.
You know, this is a big game atmosphere. I just have to wonder how Oklahoma will respond, because they didn't respond at the Cotton Bowl.
Well, that's right. That game is such a weird game. And again, I can't explain that one. But Oklahoma usually is a pretty good road team. They responded at Tennessee. They played well there, and they hammered Kansas State in Manhattan. Usually this is a pretty good road team, and this is, you know, you've got enough seniors on this team. That thing at Texas should not have happened. So that's one of those you scratch your head and you say, man, you hope they don't let that happen again. I think they're going to go to Waco, and I think they're going to let the energy of the crowd, you know, I think they're going to use that energy in a positive thing for them. That's how they usually do it. Stryker talks about that. Shepard talks about that. See, that's another key thing. You know, Shepard really hasn't played the last 2 years against Baylor. He got knocked out 2 years ago in Waco,
which I thought
was a dirty hit, you know, in that play. And then he was injured last year by the time they played Baylor, and he tried to play, but he couldn't play. So he's never really played. He hadn't played better in the last 2 years. A healthy Sterling Shepard can mean a lot to the Sooner team this year against Baylor.
Weekend start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are inside the Quicken Loans studios going one-on-one. James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And I have to think for Oklahoma, just some extra motivation coming into this game, not just because of, James, the playoff aspirations, but the Sooners, they claim a long memory after that loss in Norman last year.
I think it's been one of the driving forces in what Oklahoma's done and some of the changes that they have made. You know, I think that, you know, they really went out. And I think, you know, the move to bring in Kerry Cooks in the secondary, Dyron Reynolds at defensive line, I think were made. And to move Mike Stoops to the booth and to make him kind of the CEO of the defense, I think he was made because of what happened against Baylor and what was happening against up-tempo defenses. I think Bob just assessed it, and while other people thought Mike had lost it, Bob didn't think that, and I don't think that either. I'd hire Mike to be my defensive coordinator any day of the week. And so I think what Bob said is, all right, I need to get Mike to where he can look down on the field and see the substitution so he can start calling the defense as he sees the substitutions come in. And then he can get ahead of the game and start being aggressive on defense like he likes to be. And so I think those moves were done because of Baylor, you know, over the last couple of years. Last year against Baylor, it may have just been because a couple of guys didn't have the confidence to be competitive in those situations. So a lot of people got on Mike for that. But Mike called press coverage in the third quarter, and the WBBs didn't do it. So they didn't have the confidence they could do it. I think Kerry Cooks, the one thing he's done, he's restored the confidence in the secondary, and he's told them, don't compete. You're good enough to compete. You're good enough to cover those. If you're not, I'm going to find a guy that is. And I'll go down to the last corner I got on the depth chart. If he's the guy that's going to compete, I'm playing him. And I think that has paid off for them. And again, putting Will Johnson at that nickel, that's a legitimate cover corner that's tough enough and aggressive enough to play at the line of scrimmage. And Stephen Parker is gifted enough to play back at safety that he can line up and cover even you, E. And that is a positive for Oklahoma, that they've got more guys that can cover in the secondary.
Hey, getting you ready for Baylor, Oklahoma on Saturday. So let's talk some hypotheticals. Should Oklahoma win these next three games? Will they get into the college football playoff?
I don't think there's any doubt. There'll be very few teams that have the resume that Oklahoma has. If they go to Waco and Oklahoma State and win, and then beat TCU at home, and yet go to Tennessee and win, and if they're going to forgive a loss to Northwestern for Stanford because they were playing at 9 a.m., which was the dumbest statement I've ever heard. But if they're going to forgive that, you can forgive a rivalry game in the Cotton Bowl against Texas, right? I mean, some of the things that's come out of the committee and some of the things that they've been saying, mm-hmm. you just shake your head about, because you wonder, are they watching college football today? Do they notice what's happening with these new rules on defense and some of the things that have been changed? And, you know, that offenses are running up and down the field, and no matter what conference you're in, the SEC, the Pac-12, the Big 12, you're going to have some high-scoring games. And sometimes to win 47-45 today is the same as it was 17-14 back in the day. And to look at the Big 12 and say they don't play good enough defense, or they're too one-dimensional, they're missing out on what's happening across the country, because offenses are winning the battle almost everywhere across the country. And I think if Oklahoma wins these next three games, and with the Tennessee game on their schedule, I think Oklahoma gets in. But I don't think any of the other contenders in the Big 12 with one loss can get in. Oklahoma State hasn't played a good enough non-conference. Neither has Baylor. TCU hasn't either. So they've already lost one. So I think Oklahoma's the only team that would have a chance with one loss to get in. And it's because they have these three Donnybrook games here at the end of the schedule.
Just a few more minutes with James Hale tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Can't think of a better way to kick off tonight's program. So what is your overall view of the Big 12 Conference? How does it stack up against other conferences in the country? I mean, Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy has done a fabulous job in Stillwater.
Fantastic. Mike has taken advantage of almost a – when Bob Stoops kicked the Tyreek Hill and Tyreek returned that touchdown, it revitalized, you know, Mike. I mean, Mike's a different person than he was acting before that, and boy, he's done a great job of that program. Glenn Spencer is becoming one of the top defensive coordinators in the country, and Rudolph is talented. But to use, you know, all their personnel, you know, the senior quarterback that's done so well and has been able to help Rudolph, and that's been a big, big plus. I think the Big 12 is top heavy, but I think every conference in the country is top heavy. I think the Big 12 needs Texas to get better. Oklahoma fans may not want to hear that, and A&M fans may not want to hear that either, mm-hmm. if they have to eventually play them in the road. But at some point, the Big 12 needs Texas to re-fire and become a good team again. But with the four teams that everybody talks about, Oklahoma, TCU, Baylor, and Oklahoma State, those teams are as good as anybody in college football. And anybody that's going to play those four teams are going to be involved in an incredible game, and it's a 50-50 chance you're going to lose. I'm talking about other elite teams. You know, the Alabamas of the world and, you know, people like that. You know, you're going to be, you're going to have a tough game against the Big 12 teams. The rest of the Big 12 needs to get better. I think they can. They've been good at various times. I think West Virginia's competitive this year, but I know Dana is disappointed. Dana Holgerson's disappointed in, you know, the fact they haven't fared well in the Big 12 conference. But the four teams that are at the top are really good in the Big 12, and they can play with anybody.
Senior writer with OU Insider, James Hale, has been joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. One more time, James, tell all the fans where they can connect with you.
OUinsider.com, it's of the 24/7 network, and you can dial us up at sportstalk1400.com as well. And I'm on from 11 to 2 Central Time, Monday through Friday.
Okay, I look forward to catching up with you during the Thanksgiving holiday. Okay, James?
Hey, look forward to it, E. Thanks.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight, the fastest 2 hours in radio, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.